Text line coming through. I think this is a roster. This roster has more pieces that actually fit the system, or what's going on? Like they may have not. I don't see what this person is trying to say. Top talent that they may not have the top talent that they did last year, but I think they have more pieces that fit and will contribute. Someone texted in, to be honest, I just think it's more unknown on this roster than actual less talent.
Yeah, look, I mean, you can phrase it however you want to phrase it. As we sit here right now today, and particularly on the offensive side of the football, there's no Laremy Tunsil, there's a Cam Robinson. There's no Stephon Diggs, let's say there's a Christian Kirk. There's no Tank Dell, let's say there's a Higgins that we've never seen play at the NFL level. I don't know how in the world you arrive at this roster right now being more talented. Now, I'll give it to you that there's been some additions on the defensive side of the football that give you a plus, but you're still not making up. You're talking about losing one of the best offensive linemen in the game at this moment. And look, we can get in the weeds and the value of that player. I'm on record of saying that I'm glad they're out of the Laremy Tunsil business, but we're talking about sheer talent. They're simply not as talented on the offensive side of the football as they were a year ago.
But it doesn't mean they can't be better. But they're
it doesn't mean that they can't be better. Hell, I expect them to be significantly better, if I'm being honest. I'm going to be disappointed if they're not significantly better.
Yeah, we saw.
But I mean, the talent thing to me is I mean, I don't know what we're talking about here. Just
Buffalo's receiving corps last year wasn't as talented when Stephon Diggs left it, but they still
found a way to be better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just where the Texans are. It's no, I mean, if you get defensive about that, hell, I'm sorry. That's just the reality of it. I like the moves they've made.
Yeah,
I wish they would have done a little more than interior offensive line, but I like in terms of where I've mentioned they've downgraded in talent, and I think they are significant downgrades. Like, there's no more just leaving your left tackle on an island and saying, "Hey, man, you go lock up Myles Garrett." Them days are over, boss. They're done. Right? I mean, you don't have that ability. It's not like now saying, I'd say even Stephon Diggs, you had last year, 75 to 80% of team's number two corner. If Stephon Diggs caught that number two corner, he was going to eat their lunch. And then Tank Dell was catching the number three corner, he was going to eat their lunch. You got a big time advantage. Last year, Dalton Schultz was viewed to be a lot better than he is right now. He was top 10 tight end last year. Last year coming to the season, you say, "Hey man, Dalton Schultz is going. He's going to eat. He's going to
be a five-headed monster."
Yeah, you get a five-headed monster. You can't say that this year. It's not down. It's not minimizing anything the Texans have, or I think it's pretty common sense. Now you can be significantly better, and I think
yeah, and our conversation could change mid-season based off what we see.
Yeah, I mean you could have several guys step up and play. Like, I'm telling you, if Nick Chubb comes out and plays even remotely close to the what you're getting out of Joe Mixon, then yeah, Dalton Schultz comes back around. C.J. Stroud starts playing a little better ball. I mean, the O-line overall is better than they were. Yeah, hell yeah, the story can change. But right now, nah, okay. Sorry.
Coming up, Texans All Access. They will kick things off as soon as we get done at 6 o'clock. Tim Settle Jr., defensive tackle. He will join the fellas at 6 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. And then I've already seen the fellas back there, Area 45, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago. They will hold it down as they will get you ready for the Diamondbacks hosting your Houston Astros and so much more on the best late-night sports show in all of Houston. Area 45 coming up behind the fellas on Texans All Access starting at 7. And then here in a little bit, we'll get you best bets. As Tyler had a winning day yesterday in the green, we'll see what he does again today. Real quick, before I give you the scroll of injuries that the Astros have given us yet again.
You ain't lying. It's like a damn CVS receipt.
It really is. An old one. By the way, they've shortened those. Cam Smith leading off in right field. They have. I think they heard that, and they've shortened those
I
those
didn't
receipts.
Know.
They have. Cam Smith in right field. Jose Altuve is the DH again. Christian Walker is up to the three spot, playing first base. Yiner Diaz, Chaz in center. Bryce Matthews, coming off of the two home run game, is playing second. Then Dubon is at third tonight. Cooper Hummel is in left field. Zach Short is at shortstop with Framber getting the ball. If you have missed it, Astros, they've placed right-handed pitcher Lance McCullers Jr. on the 15-day IL due to a right finger blister. It's retroactive to July 20th. Nick Hernandez, right-hander from AAA Sugar Land, has been called up as the move. By the way, Clint, that's 17 players. 17 players on the IL for the Astros, including seven starting pitchers. Seven starting pitchers, and here's an update. You ready? We got the scroll. Here we go. Spencer Arrighetti threw three innings on the 19th in AA Corpus, scheduled to pitch again this week at Corpus. So that's a big one to watch. J.P. France threw an inning and a third in the Florida Coast League on the 21st. He's scheduled to then report to AA Corpus Christi this week. So maybe he is getting closer. Two innings tossed from Luis Garcia on the 20th. In single-A Fayetteville, he is scheduled to report to double-A Corpus. Boy, I'm telling you, those people in Corpus getting pissed off if you were in that rotation. Your ass is getting moved.
That's all right. The Astros fans down there getting an opportunity to go down there locally and see some Stros pitch a little bit.
We told you a little bit earlier about Yordan Alvarez. He is currently going through a hitting progression. He has been hitting soft toss. 60-65%, whatever the hell that means. Zach DiCenzo, he still has that left hand issue, continues with his running and throwing, has not progressed to hitting yet. What's going on with that injury, by the way? That's the same thing we got from Yordan. Brendan Rodgers, second baseman, left oblique, sustained. He also sustained, I don't know if you remember this, did you hear this? He sustained a concussion and a nasal fracture the other night in his rehab assignment in AAA Sugar Land. I forgot to bring that to the table.
Had
over
no
the weekend.
Run in, huh?
Yeah, a collision. Ran into somebody.
Well, hate so to be that minor leaguer that did that.
Yeah. Jacob Melton is in Florida, currently going through hitting and running and throwing progressions with that ankle issue. Jeremy Pena in Florida, currently going through hitting, running progressions, and throwing progressions with that left rib. And then Jake Myers is rehabbing in Houston right now. So that is the latest of those important ones. Jake's in Houston rehabbing. Doesn't sound particularly close. Jeremy Pena is still in Florida. Would really like to see him get to one of these AA or AAA spots here soon. I'll be honest with you, Clint. I thought Jeremy Pena might be back by now.
So did I. I mean,
way Dana talked about it.
Well, it was last week at some point as you were talking about it. I look up at the TV, and I mean, hell, he's doing everything but getting, you know, playing home run derby, it looked like. I mean, that was, and hell, that was probably a week, 10 days ago. So, I thought he would be back by now. But again, I mean, if you know, you're stretching this thing out. You got a 5-game lead in the division. You know, there's really no reason to panic and push him back at this point. And so. Maybe stay the course and be patient with those guys.
By the way, I don't think I jumped out to Christian Javier. He threw three innings in AA Corpus on the 18th. He has moved up to AAA. So he is scheduled to report to AAA Sugar Land this week. That one, I'm now starting to take that more serious. Now he's moving up the stages. And if he is somebody, now that is a game changer. He is,
so you're telling me there's a chance.
Christian Javier has been a front of the rotation type pitcher for this team, and a dynamite middle innings guy in the postseason for this team. So that's a I don't know why I use dynamite like that, but that's a big.
I was back here like dynamite.
I don't know where that came from.
That's
a big turn of events if he can get back.
I know mine.
Get back here, J.J. Walker, jackass. All right, T-Mill, no other way to segue. Give us your best bets after going three out of five. Get three out of five. Where you at tonight?
Yes, praise be. Praise be. We had a green day to start our week on Monday yesterday. Looking to do the same tonight. We list them quick here on the drive. If you miss any of these, you can go to the Twitter at T-Mill Real Deal. First three of these five best bets are first five inning bets. I'm on the Cardinals once again, a repeat bet from last night. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Cardinals first five innings money line at -135 as they're taking on those crappy-ass Rockies. Next, I'm on the Stros, the hometown squad, first five innings. That money line is Framber's getting the start in Arizona. Then I got an under for you in the first five innings of the Giants-Braves game. Under 5.5 runs in the first five of that one. Next, I got the Brew Crew. Brewers plus one at -150 is there, taking on the Seattle Mariners in Seattle tonight. And lastly here, an over for you. Brewers, same game. Brewers at Mariners over 6.5 runs tonight in that ball game. Those are your five best bets. Let's get some money.
Trying to ride that Brewers hot streak right now. They've won 11 in a row.
Yeah.
Not bad as they have been going. Are they due or are they going to continue this streak?
You got room for your
no,
boy?
No, he doesn't.
I do not. Golly, we're still working back from that rough streak, man.
More little extra room than you had yesterday.
I did, but
you did win.
But I bet more today. I got work.
I need you to start thinking about these things, man.
This is a big night for both of you.
Do I still owe you $200?
Yes, you do.
Okay, I'll send that to you.
At least you could do is think about me and your decision making, so I can play.
I had forgot about that,
Tyler. You don't owe me anything.
If you did, you'd hear about it.
Oh, that's not true. I mean, that $15 I did pick up, though, at Twin Peaks.
You can shut the hell up, sir.
Hey, training camp, baby.
Let's go.
Time to sweat it out tomorrow. The boys are on the field. We'll be there live, and you can start early with our guys Sean Pendergast and Brandon Scott. They will be out there as well as in the loop behind them. We will be watching and reporting and talking about what we saw coming up tomorrow. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Again, the Beatles. I'm sorry. The Beatles
That's
are not.
It's not a boy band, and they're the most overrated act in musical history. See, hit the hell out of
you. You always just take it to
That's an part. Insult to NSYNC, no, Backstreet, all these guys on this list. Get the hell out of here with that English BS.
They're not a boy band, but they're not the most overrated band. They just happen to be the most influential.
Overrated. Go sip some tea, MFers.
Shove it up as we continue here.
Is that my boy Ron?